A group of nine anonymous protest supporters hiked a rugged trail next to Pocahontas Road because the road and a 400-foot corridor are off-limits. They carried food and water with them, hoping Forest Service law enforcement officials, who've been stationed there 24 hours a day, would allow them to drop off the supplies. The officials did not want to be identified.
You guys were told at the bottom that the road is closed for foot traffic.
We didn't cross over.
What's that?
We didn't come up until right now.
Well, it doesn't matter. The road is closed. Okay.
Okay. Is there somebody we can talk to?
You're talking to him.
Awesome. Do you want to step over? We don't want to...
Well, what's done is done. I tell you what we can do. You can either receive citations, everybody, or you can turn around and go back.
They did not get citations, but they were given warnings. They're concerned about the monopod sitter's health if she's not allowed to receive supplies. Forest Service officials say if she's in danger, she should end her protest action. Last month, a West Virginia judge denied an injunction filed by MVP to remove the tree sitters in West Virginia, saying the construction delay their protest is causing would do the company no irreparable harm. I'm Robbie Harris.